Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Afflictions come to us in all sizes and shapes. I am thinking of two individuals in particular, one of whom sustained brain damage in a sports injury and who then faced a lifelong physical impairment, and another who has grown bitter over the loss of a baby girl found lifeless in her crib. Both of them speak of God's love. The first speaks of it as a comfort and strength, the other as an obstacle. How could God really love us and allow this to happen? In one case, the injury drove the person to God. In the other case, it drove the person away from God. Roy Zuck wrestled with the trauma of tragedy and the love of God when his daughter was injured in an automobile accident. After 16 operations, Zuck wrote, "Affliction comes in various forms. It may be a disease, divorce, death, or surgery. Sometimes it means confinement to a wheelchair, a prison cell, or nursing home. If you have faced any of these or other troubles, you may have cried, 'God, why me? How can a good God allow suffering to come to me?' What do you do when you begin to question the goodness and love of God for you as an individual? Become bitter? Withdraw from the scene? Avoid the issue? Face the schizophrenia of belief when you say certain things, you use the language, but inwardly question the goodness of God?" Based on the letters and email that have come to our office over a period of many years, I have noticed that three issues cause us to doubt God's love. One, suffering, which we feel God could stop if he really loved us, or he cannot love us if he could prevent suffering and does not. Two, injustice in the world. Three, prayers which are unanswered according to our requests. What do you do when you wrestle with an issue like this? Guideline 1. Hold on to the truth that God loves you unconditionally, regardless of your emotions or feelings. Though you may not feel it or believe it, the writers of Scripture state his love and goodness as a fact. Guideline 2. Strive to understand the reason behind your argument with God's goodness and love. Three individuals have faced those issues and have come forth with books that deal with the question at length. Perhaps their names will ring a bell as you search for an answer for yourself. They are C.S. Lewis, author of The Problem of Pain, Edith Schaefer, who wrote Affliction, and Phil Yancey, author of Where is God When It Hurts? These, along with me and scores of others, have come to understand there is profit in pain and gain from grief. When you are hurting, a theological or a philosophical answer doesn't quite ring the bell. For me to tell you that suffering is the result of the fall when man turned his back on God doesn't take away the anguish or the pain that you are facing. It doesn't restore your confidence in a good God who does love you. Guideline 3. Trust God's heart when you cannot see God's hand. In time, you may come to view the issue which troubles you, as did Dr. C.E.M. Jode of the University of London. It was the suffering of World War II that troubled him when it came to a loving, just God. As he viewed the suffering of the concentration camps, he realized or reasoned that the suffering and injustice of the world only demonstrated an opposite must exist, and that opposite, he finally came to believe, was a loving, just God.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.